to blow your house on down. Tell me that you've had enough. Burn it to the...
Hello, ghouls and girls and people. We just saw Nope, Jordan Peele's new movie, and I think we liked it. I think I liked it.
I did. Definitely.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm not sure. Honestly, like, Jordan Peele movies often have to, like, sit with me for a while. Like, I didn't like Us when I first watched it.
Okay.
And now it's my favorite one, I think, of his, so.
Yeah, you have confusing. To chew on his shit.
Yeah.
For a long... It's like
sometimes
a thick...
it takes me a second.
Like a thick bread.
Thick batter. Know?
It is! It's not like a crepe.
Yeah, you gotta do it, like, for, like, a long time.
So I want to chew on it some more, but that's, for me, that's my shit. I love it. Give me something to chew on.
Yeah, totally.
Works for me.
So yeah, we saw it last night, and I don't know if I'm done chewing, but,
definitely not. I haven't digested.
Yeah, but I can tell you I had a great time watching it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never not had a great time. One of, like, I think, like, to be nostalgic or whatever, Get Out is, like, one of those, like,
watershed
big...
fucking moments.
Yeah, it's one of those, like, big, like... theater experiences for me. Like, I've had a few, but Get Out was a good one because it was just like, it was like a Sunday and I was like, I'm gonna get stoned and go watch that new horror movie. And I was just like, it was packed and I was like in a crowd of people who were like vibing and everybody's like gasping and laughing at the right times. And it
kinda
was
same
cool.
For me. Same. I mean, we did not see it at the same time, but I had a similar experience in the theater.
Yeah, I saw it by myself. I was like, you know what? Whatever. I'm just going to go see a movie today.
Yeah, Jordan Peele gives good audience.
Yeah.
He knows what to do.
Yeah, and we did the same. Like, I mean, it was the same way for this one. It felt like the audience was really vibing.
Yeah.
Oftentimes we've seen movies in the theater, at least I have,
where people
are doing weird shit. People are, like, giggling at an inappropriate time.
AKA Ari Aster.
Yeah,
films,
making jokes. Yes,
what we're speaking of. My favorite is when I saw It Comes at Night in theaters. And, you know, it's Bakersfield, just for context for anyone who knows, like, where the fuck that is. But
if you know, you know.
Yeah, if you know, you know, for real. and the movie was done, and this lady, after it was done, we overheard her speaking to her group that she was with, and she said, "It was depressing, I thought." So that is something that I'll
hit the nail on the head, really.
Constantly. I'm like, this is the divide between people who enjoy independent cinema.
That's hilarious that people were like, I want to see a movie called It Comes at Night, and I want to see a feel-good movie.
That shit was wildly mismarketed, though. Like, they made it seem like a weird kind of, like, B-horror film, and then it was, like, this slow burn indie film where not much happens.
This slow burn, like, devastating.
Yes.
Descent.
And this film was, I was pleasantly surprised at how, I remember being angry before it came out because they always showed the trailer for it every time we'd see a new movie in theaters, a new horror movie. And then they showed a new trailer.
Yeah, we
and
saw
like,
the trailer like
You're
eight times.
You're showing me more shit. Stop telling me anything about this movie.
Yeah.
But then it actually didn't ruin anything for me. So that was lovely. Love to be completely blindfolded going in, basically.
Yeah, I was still really surprised at what ended up happening, and I mean, I'm not gonna really say anything, honestly. If you haven't seen the trailer for this movie, just watch the trailer. Like, it doesn't give anything away, really.
Yeah, you don't have to fear.
What if I told you that today you'll leave here different?
Pops! Pops!
I'm talking to you.
Bro, what'd you see?
Something above the clouds.
That's big.
How big?
Big.
You think whatever killed Pops is out there?
Right here, you are gonna witness an absolute spectacle. So what happens next? Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready? Here we go.
Run, OJ! Run!
No. This would be an opportunity.
I'm talking
rich and famous for life.
There's plenty of videos for flying shit online.
Ain't nobody gonna get what we gonna get.
What we gonna get?
The money shot.
What's up?
Undeniable proof of aliens on camera. The Oprah shot.
You guys gonna tell me what's going on?
Hell no.
Because I'm out here, and you're the only person in the world that can get it on film.
That cloud, he moved an inch.
It's aliens. They're just waiting for the perfect time to shove metal probes up our asses.
I'll be rooting for you.
I think we pissed them off.
Yeah, they repainted your house. They're gonna come back. You ready? We got some work to do.
Not it.
Nope.
I'll get him out. And I'll get the shot.
Y'all tell me, what did you see in that cloud?
Well, it's not what you think.
No!
They took him. They took him all.
I've got to get out of this house.
I'm trying to save you.
My brother is out there.
I don't think they take you. If you don't look at it.
Help me!
Look, don't look, don't look.
This dream you're chasing. Where you end up at the top of the mountain. It's the one you never wake up from.
You'll be getting a call from my supervisor asking how my service was.
5 stars, Angel, 5 stars.
I will say, like, if you watch the trailer, you can tell it's, like, got some alien shit going on. And there were moments, actually, that were reminiscent of a lot of, like, alien movie favorites for me. I mean...
Oh, for sure. Like, I mean, they literally have the guy from Alien Resurrection, the iconic moment.
Yes, actually. Amazing.
Oh, incredible.
His character is also just something.
I love him. Yes.
A guy.
Mm-hmm.
A new kind of guy. And, yeah, there was definitely at least one scene that reminded me of Signs, which is
absolutely
a movie that has terrified me throughout my life.
Yeah, this is like, it feels like there's a lot of homage happening, and I want to geek out for a minute about the composer of the film score, because this is my idol, the love of my life. This gentleman who has scored everything that has scored Get Out, has scored Us, and now has scored Nope.
And Us just has
Chef's strings. Kiss. So, but if you've seen all those movies, and maybe if you've seen Nope or when you go see Nope, they're incredibly different soundtracks. They're not like, mm-hmm. You know, I love John Williams. I'm a huge like film score nerd. But a lot of his stuff like has a similar signature sound, a style to it. This composer, like Michael Abels is his name. And he is like a shapeshifter. Like everything is so, so different. Like you wouldn't think that the person who did Get Out, there's maybe a little through line between those soundtracks, Get Out and Nope, or Get Out and Us, but not Nope is like totally different. Like it's
yeah.
doing stuff like
yeah, absolutely.
Western, but it's also referencing like Close Encounters. There's a moment where there's a certain sound in the film in the score that kind
yes.
of you go, like freak out a little bit.
Really triggering those like deep-seated memory
yes,
sensors.
Yes. And he recorded I was reading an interview with the composer, and he was saying that Jordan Peele's very specific. He does not like synth things. Like he needs things to sound real. So even if you're using stuff that's recorded, it has to be an actual instrument. So he cannot be using these like electronic sounds. It takes them out. But they recorded with an orchestra and with a choir. And previously in Get Out and Us, Michael Abels wrote the score, but he also wrote lyrics, you know, for the choir.
Yeah, yeah.
These don't have lyrics per se. They're more like wordless, almost some atonal moments that was on purpose to kind of create that unsettling weirdness to it.
Yes.
And anyways, I love this man so much. And I mean, Jordan Peele's amazing. He's a great filmmaker. But I think that people need to be equally worshiping of Michael Abels because he's incredible and I can't wait to see what he does next. So
this is one of my favorite things in general about movies is that it's like such a collaboration and it's mm-hmm. like you just build a little town full of talented
yes.
people in their trades. And yes. It's all like, it's just so collaborative.
And Jordan Peele is like very transparent about that. Like,
yeah. And he's really good at finding people.
He's very good at that. And he's good at like forming that relationship because he found Michael Abels because he said, there's not enough black composers, you know, that doing film scores. I need to find someone doing something.
Hell so yeah.
He connected with him, but even similarly with Daniel Kaluuya, you know, he's like, this is my dude. Like, we kind of communicate telepathically. I'm going to be working with him in the future.
He's so good in it.
Oh, he's so good.
I mean, I think there's always a standout.
Yeah.
In most of his movies.
Yeah.
And yeah, he definitely is like, he's like kind of transformed, honestly. But I was really impressed with both his and Kiki Palmer's performances. Both of them. Yeah. They both felt like real people in such a way that like how real people are frustrating in some ways. Like both yes. of them were like uniquely kind of frustrating.
And they felt like real siblings, which I yeah, love totally. A good sibling vibe.
Oh, I love sibling stories.
And there's just such like chemistry and tension between them that's never necessarily. I hate when something's like exhaustively hashed out. Like, mm-hmm. well, when you were a kid, you always got this and that. It's kind of implied that Daniel Kaluuya's character was favored by you know like by the father or whatever in the film, but there's no necessary huge expositional scene about it, right? You can just kind of infer it from their relationship, but there's mm-hmm. still a lot of love there. Yeah, they perform it so well. You're yeah. right. And they yeah, are there's both definitely, equally frustrating.
Yeah, there's like family dynamics at uh-huh. play that are, yeah, all very subtle.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, in particular, Daniel Kaluuya's performance is very subtle. Like, you kind of have God. To look really closely at him to figure out what's happening.
And I feel like it's worlds away from some of his other stuff. I mean, he feels
absolutely.
Like a character.
Yeah.
It's just great. It's great acting. It's obviously great directing of him in particular. So, man. Yeah, like his, I mean, he's a cowboy, right? Like, that's, he's
yeah,
like
totally.
The
yeah.
spaghetti western. It's great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there's a lot of western elements in this. And there's, like, there's just a lot that I think I'm probably going to, like, end up thinking about later and like having something to say about, but I don't really, nothing's really like materialized for me where like there's a lot about like observing and like watching things, and especially yeah. like there's a lot of screen shaped things which you're gonna understand at some point as if like when you watch this you'll understand what I mean. But there's a moment in the beginning where you are looking at something and you don't know what you're looking at, which is one of my favorite things about sci-fi movies.
Me too,
is
me
like
too.
When the camera's on something that you're like, I don't know what the fuck
is this?
I'm looking at.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it lets you linger so long on it that you start getting mad. I'm like, please, I don't understand what's happening. And then later you'll put together what it is.
Well, and often like, I won't spoil anything. Really would love, hope we talk about this later in depth so we can spoil shit, but I'm not doing that here. But you know, sometimes your most absurd impulses in sci-fi of like, maybe it's this. Haha, wouldn't that be, that's too stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But then it is, and it's not too stupid. It was happening to me in this film.
Totally.
Which I love. It totally situates you. And like, as a California person who knows Agua Dulce Canyon, like who knows Vasquez Rocks, it was really cool to see that area. Like, I don't know. I was just kind of geeking out about, like, some of that California gothic vibe, you
totally.
Know?
I mean, I'm from the Midwest, so it's something, it's just, like, an impulse that, like, lives deep within me that if I see something in a movie that I recognize, I'm like, oh!
Yeah.
Look at it! I know that place! I've been there! They know us! They saw us! But, like, and now I live in California. Near
it's like
LA.
All over the place.
Yeah, near LA, and so it happens to me constantly.
Yeah, dude.
But I haven't lost it. I'm still like, that's
I
me.
Mean, you know, we're definitely I'm going to, you know, we got to be those hikers that went missing towards the beginning of the film. Like,
oh my God, that was us.
Taking credit for that. Typical white ladies going on their hike in
yeah,
LA. Sorry, that's
what
us.
Are you going to do?
But
yeah, I will say also this, so one of my general like, I wouldn't say it's, like, a complaint necessarily, but it's definitely, like, a limitation that I notice is, like, with Jordan Peele movies in general, is that I feel like a lot of the time he's very funny, and his movies are very mm-hmm. funny, mm-hmm. and oftentimes the humor and, like, the kind of fun and, like, action-adventure impulse, like, takes me away from the horror.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, like, oftentimes I don't feel, like, afraid. Like, Get Out is very tense, and Us is really scary in some parts, and like the horror really works, but like, and this has like kind of the same thing where I feel like I end up getting like, oh, this is funny now, and it's like it's killing my vibe or whatever.
Okay, well, this one wasn't.
But I will say that this tapped into like a particular vein of fear that I have that I really appreciated, which is just like that. So much of it is about working with animals and how you can't control them. You can't really. Like, some people know a lot about them and know a lot about how animals will behave. But really, like, with wild animals,
the people that know a lot will tell you, you better fuck off. Yeah. It's basically what the people that know a lot will tell
right,
you.
Right, yeah. Mostly, people who know the most know
when to, exactly.
Like, have accepted that they could die this way. and just know, for the most part, like, we need to back away.
Yeah, well, and it's such an interesting thing that that is a through line in the movie, that it starts that way, which feels kind of like an intentional juke in a way, where it starts with something that you're like, I don't know what the fuck this has to do with the movie, because I know this is about aliens. Why are we talking about, like, animals in Hollywood?
And it's like, it's not talking about it. It's just heavily implying something that you're like, oh, I know what happened here.
Well, yeah, exactly. No, and it's definitely, like, the fact that it's so situated in Hollywood and this and that, like, it feels very, like, self-referential to Jordan Peele, right? Like, Jordan Peele is someone who, you know, was kind of a Hollywood name, but not for horror, and then made Get Out, and no one will leave this man alone. You know, as we've seen, as anyone who's a horror fan has seen on Twitter,
my God,
all the white male critics want to have their weird take on this man, and it's very painful and cringe. It feels like a little commentary on just, like, kind of the price of fame and, like, how to treat something like fame and Hollywood and how to still make art in a way. And it's, the great thing about Peele is, like, it can be that and you can get super, super in the fucking clouds about it. Or you can be like, I guess I'm watching a movie about aliens.
Yeah.
And it's also, you could do both. You could do one or the other. It doesn't matter.
Totally.
Love him for that.
And, like, the main characters are, like, they're really just trying to survive, which kind of everybody is doing.
It's a great sibling drama. I mean, that's a thing.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, and yeah, it is, for like, everyone. It is kind of about, like, the pursuit of fame.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That is kind of, like, the overarching, like, plot. Like, and, like, that's the cost why of everything it. Happens. Yeah.
Like, what happens when you seek that attention? Like, what are you actually asking for? And, like, what the price is? So,
This is in the trailer, so I don't think I'm giving anything away. It's a really, really great line that at one point, one character says, the dream you have where you climb to the top of the mountain is the dream that you never wake up from.
Mm-hmm. That feels like this. It feels like a central thesis.
Totally.
Of the movie. And yeah, I mean, it's a great line. It's a great fucking line. And sometimes lines like that can be insufferable if they don't ring true in the, like, heart of the film. But this one rings true in the heart.
Yeah, and it makes sense that that character would say that.
That character, yeah, he would absolutely say that. But also, it does feel like it's almost like describing that own nightmare of, like, finding that fame, being able to do what you want.
Yeah, and it could mean it ends with your death, or it could mean, like, this just never ends. It never ends.
It never ends.
You're always going to be climbing this mountain.
You're always climbing the mountain. You're always chasing the thing before someone else can get there. People are constantly fucking misunderstanding what you're doing. I think it's really smart, and I think I would love to watch it again so I can fully understand how smart it is.
Yeah, I'm sure I will watch it again.
That's always him, though, for me. It's just, like, there's so much shit that you gotta... You could be watching this the rest of your life, and you could be kind of parsing it together, so...
And it looks great. I mean, we were talking about, like, there's, like, various, like, kind of bright party colors on, like, the backdrop of the desert, which is fun.
Yeah, and colors cool that don't match, that kind of... That are jarring to your brain, to your senses.
Yeah.
Which I don't know what that's doing yet, because, again, haven't really digested it fully.
Yeah, exactly.
But I love it, and, you know, we gotta find, we'll talk about it later when we talk about it.
Yeah, one day we'll have it as part of a double feature, and we'll really get into it.
That would be amazing. Would love it. So hit us up if you're the eminent Jordan Peele scholar.
But literally, if there are Jordan Peele scholars out there,
I'm sure there are.
Hit us up, let's talk about it.
But not the ones that have been infamous on Twitter recently, no.
But yeah, honestly, like, Really good characters, a fun story. You will be biting your nails as per usual. I think, like, dude's really good at suspense.
Oh, yeah.
So that's, yeah, I had a great time watching it.
Same. Really fun.
So if you have seen this movie and you want to talk about it with us, hit us up. We are NYFGpod on most of the socials. And otherwise, we will see you next time we go to the movies.
Bye. Bye.
Your skin.